All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. 1230 WDBZ. Nate Ivey with you, live, local, and vocal. You know, we discuss everything here. And people got it wrong. Some months back in 2014, people were saying that Kim Kardashian broke the internet with her flabby derriere. I wasn't impressed. But they're wrong about it. A local man, he broke the internet just yesterday. We're talking about Carlos Jeff. And Carlos, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, bro.
We can put it all out there, man, because there's some men out there, good brothers, who are just choosing the wrong runs. I mean, I think that's really the moral of the story. It's like, what else could you have done, Carlos?
You know, I could have just aided. You know, I could have just took it and went in the wind, like, you know, most people do. I definitely could have done that. I chose not to. I can't really tell you 100% why I did it or why I wouldn't have done it. I did it. I would do it again if somebody acted crazy and disrespectful. They get thrown under the bus. You didn't care about my feelings. Why should I care about yours?
Let's go to the phones. We got some folks on the line that want to talk to you, Carlos. Let's kick it off with Rick. How you doing, Rick?
I'm okay. Young man, this is what I have to say, and it's not going to be disrespectful, but it's going to question your manhood. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I got six brothers. There's seven boys. We never had no girls. I don't know if you have any brothers or not. But when my brothers have female problems, I dog them about it because, you know what? You got to man up sometimes in a relationship. If you're not doing the right thing, your woman gonna find another thing. And that's just the way it is. So you're gonna fault this woman because she's not satisfied with whatever you're putting out to her, and then you're gonna air it. So it makes you seem weak. It
right.
makes you seem irresponsible to this woman. Because there's no way, if you're a real man, that you would put that out. And then you say nobody would say that to you in your face. I would definitely say that to you in your face.
No,
I'm not
wouldn't.
A tough guy. I'm just keeping it real with you. A woman is like, you know, you say, you know, you're not a player type. But a woman respects a guy who is like a player. That don't mean you have to have sexual relationships with a bunch of women. But you got to let this woman know there's other women interested in you. And she's special because you chose her to be in your life. But to go on and allow the world to know that you softened up on your own feelings and she hurt me, it gives a black man and men especially a black eye.
All right, Rick, let him respond.
Because now what you're saying is, I am sensitive like a woman, and that's why she said that to you, because she feels your reaction to her in this relationship has always been that you have taken a woman's position in everything. You got hurt.
Rick.
Can I elaborate
Rick,
on your point
Rick,
now?
Let him respond, Rick.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're talking so long, I almost forget. First of all, Rick, if you were talking about a normal circumstances where a man wasn't handling his business, then I would agree with you on that. But if you're talking about a man who goes to work every day, comes home, cooks meals, cleans, keeps his family intact, pays his bills, is not out here cheating, I don't want to hear that foolishness that you just talked about. Secondly, this woman was an opportunist. It ain't had nothing to do with me lacking anything in particular. She was keeping up this situation with these other men, and this was going on before I even got with her. I just didn't know it. So these weren't something that she built, relationships that she built because I wasn't giving her what she needed. These were situations where she was actually sleeping around with men for money.
Whoa.
Now, did you just hear what you just said, young man?
The plot, the deep is it gets thicker.
So,
did you just hear what you said? I just said a minute ago, you need to step up your game and handle your business. I'm going to tell you something. I'm over 50.
Rick, real quick, then we're going to move on.
I have never had a woman cheat on me in her life.
What?
You know why?
Rick,
because
you didn't catch her, don't mean she wasn't cheating.
Listen,
Rick, thanks for the call. That's Rick. He's right.
That's the first thing. Because he didn't catch her, that don't mean she wasn't cheating. And we, you know what? We talking about situation here. We bringing up this topic as if every woman is a good woman that you meet, or every situation is a good situation going in and you screwed up. There's plenty of times where people do everything that they're supposed to do and that other person simply is not satisfied. Because people out here are always looking to take advantage of people. There are opportunists out here. There's greedy people. There's people out here who don't value the relationships. They want to get something out of you. And that's what I feel to this woman in particular, why she sought me out. She knew I was in the public eye. She see me driving a Mercedes. She thought I had some money, and she thought she was going to use me for that.
You're speaking with Carlos Jeff. Carlos, let's go back to the phones, man. You got more folks that want to get at you. Okay. Let's talk to Monarch. How you doing, Monarch?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making the call.
I'm going to come at you like big bruh, little bruh. My granddad used to tell me a long time ago, son, you got to walk it off. And you know, you said you didn't know why you did it. I'm going to answer that for you. They used to say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Now you scorned. You feel me? So you, even though you all that, you can't make a housewife out of us, and they're going to fill in the rest. So some of that stuff they were dropping in hip-hop was to do the trial and errors and to help teach you some of these things of the game. You can't hate the player. You got to hate the game. And so my whole thing is you got to be in the zone where you find you an exclusive woman. You could have imported. You could have mail-order bride. 4 months, you're not married to her, man. You have no reason going through her phone. So once you looked in that phone, whatever you got, you should have just kept it quiet and walked it off. But to go ahead and air it and all that, it just make you look bad, because we don't go doing that, especially with somebody we've been with for 4 months, bruh. So my whole perspective is, yeah, we do got feelings, and there's a lot of us out here that took things like that. Well, I never have, but you take that grenade and you hold it and you implode it. You hold it in your hand. You're strong enough to do that, but to spill out emotionally that you can't take back off of the internet and Facebook, it just ain't a good look, especially if you got business. You're going... you're knocking off some of your customers. You know, you ain't doing no potential marketing. So you just got to maybe be more patient, man. Find you a woman that's compatible, that want to do what you do. Not no player that see you as a trick, some good. That's how they see you. Like, oh, that's a trick. He's some good. I can get something out of him. And then when it happens, you got to kind of grow from your wounds instead of going back backlashing at everybody. She saw something in you early in the game that you didn't see in her early in the game. And so I would be more concerned with that part of my perspective, instead of just, you ain't soft. I respect all what you're saying and doing, but it just ain't a good look, man. We do, man, we got to control our emotions. And sometimes, like I said, you just got to hold, you got to lay on that grenade, and you might have to live with that pain all your life, but it helps you grow. It makes you strong. It don't kill you.
Monarch, thanks for the call.
Peace.
Yep, take it easy.
It's funny that how people say you're supposed to hold everything inside and you're supposed to keep everything to yourself. Who made that? Who made up that rule, Nate?
Women.
Who made up that rule? Men, we ain't ever supposed to laugh. We can't talk about our issues. We can't let nobody know. That, you know what? To me, that's some slavery mentality right there. That's what the slave master taught you. Shut up and be quiet and sit in the back. You a man if you could take pain. You a man if you don't never say what's on your mind. You a man if you could just let people use you and you don't say nothing about it. Man, cut it out. If you step on my toes, I'm going to tell you you're stepping on my toes. If you disrespect me, I'm going to tell you you disrespected me. If you step over the line, we're going to have consequences and repercussions. Now, any man out there who listening to me right now, you think I'm soft, you want to say it to my face, say it to my face. It's going to be some consequences and repercussions then. So, hey, it is what it is.
T wants to holler at you. Go ahead, T.
Hey, Carlos, once again, thanks for joining us. Earlier on in the relationship, did you pick up on any cues about her personality? Did something tip you off earlier on that this may be what she's all about?
Well, you know what? I did have some red flags. Definitely. I'm not going to sit here and say I was totally blindsided by this situation. When I went through her phone, that wasn't because I was snooping. That was maybe, let me really confirm this so I could put it in her face more so. Because I know you're doing some stupidity. Because we were already, you know, kind of speaking about going our separate ways. But in the beginning, I would say I didn't know a lot about her past. I didn't know anybody that this woman had been involved with. Like I said, I was off the scene of dating and women for 15 years. And so, I didn't go to college or anything in Cincinnati. And so I didn't know anything about this woman's past. And so she only from what she shared with me. And so at that point, I wasn't really trying to judge a lot of the things that she'd done in her past, because we've all done things in our past that were wrong, or, you know what I'm saying, or just stupid.
Yeah, blame on the alcohol.
Right, and so from the conversations that she told me, I was like, well, you know, I can't hold what you did with this man when you was 21 or whatever in your, you know, against you. How are you going to treat me?
That's all that matters. Hey, Carlos.
That's all that matters.
Hey, Carlos, is there any chance you're going to reconcile? Have you spoken with this woman? Have you corresponded with her at all since the thread?
Yeah, she texted me a bunch of threatening messages, of course, you know, questioning my manhood and, you know, and talking about my family and God and, you know, this typical stuff that I kind of hit on earlier. It's really kind of, it is a shame, because anybody that has split up with in the past can probably tell you that we still cordial. And I reached out to her, before I went on Facebook, I tried to discuss the matter with her, and she got irate. So that's pretty much why the Facebook post came about. So, yeah, you know, it's bad when you can't be friends or look at somebody in the face. But my conscience is clear, because, honestly, I know I did 100% everything a man should do with that woman. I had open communication. I had open access to my phone, Facebook. I wasn't posting nothing on my Facebook. I did not go out on a single. I didn't even go out with my male friends while I was dating this woman, because she, you know, because I was just trying to eliminate distractions, save money, and take care of my family.
Carlos, so, Jeff is my guest. Carlos, I got a break. Do you have more time?
I got more time for you.
Okay, well, we got more time for you, too. We'll talk with Carlos Jeff. And really, you'll talk with Carlos Jeff. I'm going to step out of the way and go straight to the phone calls. We've got men, women chiming in from all different viewpoints. You might also get a chance to interact with the show this morning by simply texting the word TALK to 23845. Picking the locks to your brains and coming through blasting right after this. You will be amazed at the conversations we have during the break.
I bust the windows out to come.
All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. 1230 WDBZ. And, you know, we discuss everything. This show will never just be about politics. That's far too boring, my friends. And Carlos Jeff really livened up the internet, man. The Facebook has never been as much fun as it was yesterday, Carlos.
Right, right.
And I appreciate you for that.
You know, like I said, I didn't do it to get 1,200 comments, honestly. You know, but it is what it is, Nate, you know. It's just so funny that nobody ever questions a woman and her womanhood for the behavior that she has, but everything is manhood for her. Man, half these men out here couldn't do half the things that I've done in my life. So you want to question my manhood? You raise six kids and a wife and lose two of them and go to college and be a black man in this society, and then you could talk to me about what's manhood.
Those are some big shoes to fill.
You cut it out. I got
big
I got
shoes.
Two. Right. Cut the crap.
But let's go back to the phones. If you'd like to comment, maybe you've got a question for Carlos. He's been nice enough to stick around. Let's go back to the phones. Let's welcome in Sandra. How you doing, Sandra?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. And Carlos, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Sandra. Nice to hear from you.
Good. You know, I know you. You know who I am. And I just want to say, I think you're a very nice guy. And I think the things that I know that you've done for folks in your lifetime, most guys couldn't hold a candle to it. You're a gentleman. You're respectable. And you get it. You know what I mean? You get it. And I can say that because I know that you get it. And Nathan, I just have to, you know, just commend you. I think your show has just been lively. Last week, I wasn't able to hold on a couple of times, but you're just right on point, because every day is a different day, and you bring the flow different every day. You don't, it's not stale, it's not dry, it's not even all that, you know, controversy at times where you can't hang, you know what I mean? You ever see or hear something, you say, I don't want to hear that stuff, I got to turn it off. You draw us in, and I think reality is that most of us have a light. I've never been married. And I've never lived with a man. And I've been calling Lincoln's show off and on for the last 25 years. And I've lost some good people because they got to hear my views on life. I had people say, wow, if you didn't care so much about the community, maybe we can do something. What does that mean? Don't you care about the community? But it actually interfered with me almost getting married a couple of times in my lifetime, because I have made my views and my point across, you know, on these airways, and folks have heard me. But I refuse to be with a man that won't allow me to be who I am. I care about my family. I love my son. I have one child. I love my nieces and nephews. I love God. And I want to exercise those things. You know, what I found out, Nathan, folks want to put you in a box. They want you to be a certain way because they are used to dealing with certain women. And us as women, we have to be able to take care of our business, stand our ground. You know, and we have to be supportive of our brothers and our husbands. And I got friends that have gone through divorce, that have been divorced, and some of the stuff they get divorced over, I'm like, really? It wasn't that serious. But I understand love. I know what love is. And I'm waiting on that opportunity to be able to share my love. You don't have to match me up with nobody, anything like that. But I'm just looking forward to it. But that brother better be a strong brother, and he better come with it. And what I mean by that, he has to care about what is happening around us, in our community, in our families, on our jobs.
I understand,
sir. You have to be able to have a conversation real like you're having today. So I want to say thank you. I've been smiling from ear to ear because I know he's out there somewhere. But I'm still working on me because I got some issues. I got some issues. And I'm willing to put it out there. I'm going to tell you what they are, but I do have a few of them, okay? So I want to say thank you, Nathan. I love your show.
All right. Thank you, Sandra. Take
it Carlo,
easy.
You stay strong, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, that's some,
you know, the nice compliments that she paid me. I mean, Nate, most people that know me will speak the same way that this woman spoke. People who know me personally know I'm in the community. Matter of fact, May 9th, we got a dance coming up, a mother and son dance that we're hosting, bringing mothers, you know, bonding them with their sons. For everybody out there that knows me, knows I also raise money for the I Can Swim program for CRC, where I give out free, our family sponsors free swim lessons for all the children in Cincinnati. So this things we're out here in the community doing things. I'm a grown man now. You can say whatever they want to say about how what I did was wrong. It wasn't manly. That's your personal opinion. Manly to me is working, taking care of your family, taking care of your kids, giving back to the community. Y'all more so worried about what you're doing with a woman and how you react to the foolishness that she put you through. That make you a man? Well, if that's the only thing that make you a man, well, that's why we lost out here.
Carlos Jeff is my guest, and yesterday he broke the internet, for real. Let's catch up with Kevin. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing well, Nathan.
You have a question for Carlos. Welcome.
More of a comment, and look here, bro. I'm going to say this. And first off, I want to dispel this light skin myth. I could be a dog if I want to. I just choose not to. But the whole idea of coming out and being a man and doing what you're supposed to do, and then that gives a right for somebody else to do something wrong to you, and then you make that person right because you're saying that it's unmanly for me to do the right thing, that's craziness. And it's time to put away all the foolishness. Carlos, bro, it sounds like you're doing what you're supposed to do. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't worry about no fools, because fools going to be dumb. You ain't got to worry about that. They're going to they'll be dumb forever. You know, ignorance is for a moment, but stupidity is forever. So, you know, I just commend you, man. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, don't worry about nothing else. That's all you're supposed to do is what you're supposed to do. And a real man takes care of his business. All this other stuff about playing on women, hiding your feelings, all that other garbage, that's a mess. I ain't even worried about that. A real man takes care of his home, his family, and his God. That's it. Period.
Kevin, thanks for the flow, man. Take it easy.
I appreciate it.
Yep, have a good morning.
You know, Nate, as men, we're so conditioned to believing that conquering women is what make us a man.
True.
You're supposed to be dominant over that woman. She ain't supposed to talk to you no certain kind of way. She ain't supposed to. Man, half these women be cheating on these dudes. They don't even never know about it. Cut it, man. They so cunning and deceiving. I mean, cut the crap, man. Yeah.
Carlos
when,
Jeff.
When men do it, we supposed to be doing it. They, oh, man, you know, I got a side piece. That ain't how a man act.
Carlos Jeff is my guest. Let's move on. Let's talk to Alicia. How you doing, Alicia?
Oh, wow. Thank you for the show today. Say good morning to you in your early morning rise.
Good morning and welcome.
To Terrence. Carlos, how are you doing? You sound very angry. at callers. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
You know, the Brother Monarch, I was hearing him, and I'm hearing Terrence, and I'm going to ask you to please listen, because you sound like a very nice person, but you have to admit you said some things that you thought she sought you out for over the Internet. So apparently you were putting things on there about yourself and what you had accomplished, right?
Well, that's actually because I'm a local... I'm not going to say I'm a local celebrity, but I'm in the public eye a lot. So I don't necessarily have... I'm not putting them things on the Internet to glorify my wealth or whatever you want to call it.
No, I didn't say you were glorifying, brother. Don't do that. I'm not saying you glorified. I'm just saying it's no purpose. That's what I'm asking.
Right. So she just happens to see the things that I, you know, because I'm a public figure, basically. You might as well say that.
Okay.
So I'm not a hard person to find or get to know.
Mm-hmm. You know, you sound like a very nice person, but what you did, you know, Terrence was saying some things to you. Did you do everything? You only know her for 4 months, right? You want a relationship, but you didn't know her to know if she was really ready for a relationship. You were basing things off of your 15 years prior to. You said you had certain signs.
What I was basing that off of is conversations that me and her had, and a woman saying that she's ready to be committed. This woman had never been married at all. So she probably had been waiting or been single longer than I have ever been. You understand what I'm saying? And so me and this woman, after 4 months of dating, we decided that we would try to make something work between us.
Carlo, listen. You said after 4 months, but did you do any research on finding out what she was about, what her family life was about, somewhat how she grew up? Because it seemed like you stepped into a relationship. Really, you stepped into a mindset of wanting her as your wife. You did not know this individual. Don't hold that against all women, right?
You have to get...
Hey, Alicia, thank you for the call.
A relationship with somebody to get to the wife standpoint, right?
True.
So I didn't ask her to marry me. I just asked her to be my girlfriend. Girlfriend could be 10 years for some people.
And you guys had an established commitment. Like, there's no doubt about that. You were both supposed to be monogamous.
Right. After 4 months, we said, you know what? I'm not seeing nobody else. You're not seeing anybody else. Let's work on something together. So that was the starting point.
Now, Carlos, you know the one thing you can't do is you can't turn up with her like next week, man. Like, we all worked it out.
Well, you know what, Nate? If she was able to apologize for what she did, I would apologize for what I did, because I'm man enough to I don't hold grudges.
Could you
I'm
see
not gonna hold a grudge against anybody. Anybody can be forgiven for anything that they do.
True.
So I would let it go.
Maybe.
But no, we're not going to be in a relationship.
No more relationship.
We're not going to be in a relationship.
Maybe
together.
A friendship. Could you see yourself in a friendship with this woman?
Right. I could be friends with. I could forgive her. I forgave people for worse stuff than that.
Well, Carlos, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you for your time, brother. And I wish the best for you.
Okay. Can I get one last little shameless plug?
Oh, go right ahead.
I spoke about it briefly earlier, but this really is a big thing coming up. We have a mother and son dance that's going to be held May 9th at Lake Ridge Hall on Pippin Road. It's called the Mom and Mister's Dinner Dance. It's a way to bring sons and mothers together. A great night of entertainment, mentorship that would be built off of that, and just a really good way to bring the community together, because these sons are getting overlooked a lot, and we need to do something to save our youth out here. And so
I agree.
Another situation that I'll be hosting, Kim Kelly brought it together. I definitely give a shout out to her. She's an incredible person. And we're just building. We're working on black men. So for all those who thought I was a weak black man, you know, I tell you to step your game up and start doing something in your community, helping out some youth, helping out in some housing situations, some poverty, creating some jobs. And then you can tell me about what a real man does.
With that, Carlos Jeff, thank you for the time this morning, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yep, take it easy. Carlos Jeff. And again, if you missed it, you missed it. Interesting. I mean, over 1,200 comments. It had people were posting that they had to actually order pizza because they didn't have time to cook their dinner. They were so caught up with the thread. Any residual thoughts or comments, the doors are open. You can text the word TALK to 23845 or give us a call. A more traditional avenue in talk radio, 513-749-1230. No matter what course you take, remember this, open your mind before you open your mouth. I'm Nate Ivey, currently 931 a.m. This is The Buzz. We'll be right back.